proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about special holidays. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, we will look at the meaning of Thanksgiving and how the Jewish people practice Thanksgiving in the Old Testament. Thanksgiving is a national holiday. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of thanksgiving and praise. As he put it, "To our beneficial Father who dwelleth in the heavens." However, the observance of such a special day preceded Lincoln's announcement. The Spanish observed the first Thanksgiving feast ever held on North American territory in the 16th century. English immigrants, along with Native Americans, celebrated the day of Thanksgiving in 1610 near Jamestown, Virginia. The Pilgrims, along with other Native Americans, held a feast of Thanksgiving near Plymouth, Massachusetts in 1621. The Bible has much to say about the practice of giving thanks to God. In this session and in the sessions to follow, we will study the concept of thanksgiving as taught in the Old Testament. The peace offering, described in the 7th chapter of the book of Leviticus, the peace offering became associated with thanksgiving. Whoever brought the sacrifice needed to bring unleavened cakes and unleavened wafers, both of which needed to be mingled with oil. God designated this sacrifice as a heave offering, which implied that the priest would lift up the sacrifice when presenting it to God. Furthermore, according to Leviticus 22, this offering was free will. In other words, a person was under no compulsion to bring it to God. Songs of thanksgiving comprised an integral part of Israel's public worship services. According to the 25th chapter of 1 Chronicles, David appointed Jeduthun and his sons, quote, "to give thanks and to praise the Lord," unquote. The name of Jeduthun also appeared in the headings of various psalms, such as Psalm 33, Psalm 62, and Psalm 77. Perhaps that denoted that his songs formed a part of his group's repertoire, or possibly that Jeduthun himself composed these particular psalms. This concept of group worship amongst Israelites faded out during the reigns of the kings of the divided kingdoms. However, King Hezekiah of Judah later reinstituted this aspect of corporate worship and giving of thanks to God. After the Jewish people returned from exile in Babylon, they celebrated their return with songs of thanksgiving. Those Jews who laid the foundation of the Second Temple also praised God and gave thanks to Him. According to the 12th chapter of the book of Nehemiah, quote, "At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps," unquote. The giving of thanks thereby functioned as a vital component of Israel's corporate worship. Yet, individuals were encouraged to give thanks to God as well. David often did so for special occasions in his life, such as being delivered from Saul and Absalom when he had to flee from both of them. In our next session, we will learn how David and Solomon incorporated this concept into formal worship services. We will see how thanksgiving played such a vital role in the spiritual life of the Jewish nation. Again, this is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about special days.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.